Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, where we remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. Knowing this, I celebrate you. I welcome you. We know who you are. We treat you as who you are, which is an expression of the divine. An individuation, an individual version, if you will, of divine living, divine life showing up as you. So how could we do anything less than celebrate you, honor you, and respect you? We believe in you as we believe in the infinite and as we believe in the teachings of Science of Mind and other New Thought teachers. So we bring you together at this time for some inspiration, some good ideas, and some healing through our practitioner work later on. Today, our speaker is Reverend Jackie Dougherty. She's a longtime friend and a wonderful teacher of Science of Mind. She is retired from doing a center, but she's not retired from ministry, as you'll hear in her speaking. So I'm very happy that we have her to speak to you today on the antidote to fear. It's a great time for that talk. Also today, we have our practitioner of the day, Norma Roberts, who will be doing the prayer and a bit of introduction. She's our newest practitioner, licensed under the Centers for Spiritual Living Midtown. We're very happy to have her with us. And since we are becoming more and more an international organization, she is coming to us live from St. Petersburg, Florida. So it's an exciting thing to have people from all over the country participating as part of us. So you wonder who we are, what we're about? Take a look at this video of our Declaration of Principles, which will tell you a little. And then stay tuned. I believe
in one God,
one absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love
and creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life
and the immortality of the individual soul
forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you. It's so wonderful to be here this morning. And just share with you some things that came to me. I received this message from Reverend Bob, and it's something I would like to share with you this morning. I think this is a very timely message. It is Ernest Holmes' Prayer for World Peace. So will you please just join with me as we go through this Prayer for World Peace by Ernest Holmes. Dr. Bob said, as the world goes into fear and shock over the Russian attack on Ukraine, let us remember where our real power lies, in thought, belief, and in word. So just listen as we talk with Ernest Holmes. He says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I know there is but one mind, which is the mind of God, in which all people live and move and have their being. I know there is a divine pattern for humanity, and within this pattern, there is infinite harmony and peace and cooperation, unity, and mutual helpfulness. I know that the mind of man, being one with the mind of God, shall discover the method, the way, and the means best fitted to permit the flow of divine love between individuals and nations. Thus, harmony, peace, cooperation, unity, and mutual helpfulness will be experienced by all. I know there shall be a free interchange of ideas, of culture, of spiritual concepts, of ethics, of educational systems, and of scientific discoveries. For all good belongs to all alike. I know that because the divine mind has created all us all, we are bound together in one infinite and perfect unity. In bringing about world peace, I know that all people in all nations will remain individual, but unified for the common purpose of promoting peace, happiness, harmony, and prosperity. I know that deep within every person, the divine pattern of perfect peace is already implanted. I now declare that in each person and in leaders of thought everywhere, this divine pattern moves into action and form to the end that all nations declare that in each person and each leader of thought everywhere, this divine pattern moves into action and form to the end that all nations and all people shall live together in peace, harmony, and prosperity forever. And so it is, and so it is now. This is Ernest Holmes' prayer for world peace. And now I invite you to join me for a treatment for us all so that we have an expanded awareness of who and what we are. I know there is but one life. That life is the life of God. That life is my life right here and right now. I, in a consciousness of divine oneness, I now speak my word for the resolving of any particular problem that concerns me now. I know there is no need too small or too great for infinite intelligence to meet. So I turn my attention to that inner source and receive its guiding action. I accept that God is all and all is God. Therefore, this too is good. I speak to the rambling thoughts of my mind and I say, peace. Be still and know that I am. I right now declare I am an overcomer. In every season, I will say absolutely nothing is impossible. There is no obstacle too difficult to overcome, no goal too high to reach. God has equipped me with everything I need to accomplish what I could never do on my own. With great gratitude, my trust in Him because His grace is always sufficient for me. Nothing can separate me from the divine presence within me. With complete faith in God's power, I know that all I am and do is divine within me, expressing itself through me. For I know that I am in charge of my thinking. And as I change my thinking, I change my life. In my mind, I can hear confident words that strengthen my faith. If God is for me, who can be against me? If God is for me, whom shall I fear? If God is with me, His loving arms surround me, and I am safe. I am loved. I am healed. It is with great thanksgiving, regardless of the perceived healing need or the heart's desire, I know that I am safe. I know that I am loved. I know that right now I am healed. I release this word to the law that responds by corresponding, knowing that if God is for me, who can be against me? If God is for me, whom shall I fear? If God is with me, his loving arms are there supporting me. And I am safe. I am loved. I am free. I'm free of all doubt, fear, or uncertainty. As together we say, and so it is. And now I invite you to listen for the reflective music by Jana Stansfield. The title is This Little Light of Mine. Enjoy.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. Just a spark can light the dark, I'm gonna let it shine. Just a spark can light the dark, I'm gonna let it shine. Just a spark can light the dark, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. Fear and doubt, blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let fear and doubt, blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let fear and doubt, blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine.
Good morning, all you bright lights, letting it shine. I'm Jackie Dougherty. I'm honored to be here once again at CSL Midtown. I feel like I'm getting to know everybody more and more coming back again. So I really appreciate that. I'm honored to be speaking today, and I'm happy to be giving Reverend Bob a little bit of time to himself. So as you have heard, we're talking about a fear buster today. What's the antidote to fear? So actually, I want to talk about that F word, fear, and actually another F word, which would be antidote. Well, it looks like I'm back, And I apologize. I don't know if it was on my end or where it is, but I'm back, and let's know that I'm going to stay back. We're talking about fear. No fear about losing a signal. The antidote, the cure. What's the cure for fear? What's the antidote? Of course, we know that it's love. Perfect love casts out all fear. You've heard that, I'm sure, many times. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. So what is fear? And there are a lot of acronyms for fear. Fear was that fear is actually the reaction to false evidence appearing real, or the feeling that we have when we believe that false evidence is appearing real. Another acronym for fear is forget everything and run. You may have experienced that when we're in great fear. The natural response is to just get away, run away. Another one, which I really like, is an acronym for fear, is forgetting everything's all right. Forgetting everything's all right. Now, fear is actually faith. That might sound strange to you, or maybe you understand what I mean by that. Fear is actually faith. We have a quote from Ernest Holmes. It's going to be our slide, one of the slides today. And it's this: fear, faith is a mental attitude which is so convinced of its own idea, which so completely accepts it, that any contradiction is unthinkable and impossible. We're so convinced of whatever it is that we're thinking, absolutely certain of it, that nobody could talk us out of it. There's no way that it could not be so. And so that's what we mean by faith, that absolute certainty, that absolute conviction. And it's not the same as trust, although trust is involved. Trust is part of it. But faith is deeper than just trust. And it's not just believing. We could believe something and then find out later that we were wrong, that what we're believing isn't even true. So faith is even more than believing. So what's the conviction that we're talking about? Well, a couple of examples. One would be water is wet. So when we turn the faucet on, we don't trust that the water will be wet. Now, we might trust that the water comes through, that our pipes are working, or that we've paid our water bill, but we don't have to trust that the water will be wet. Water's wet. That's just the way it is. We don't have to believe that water is wet. It just is. Another example is a mathematical statement. Any mathematical statement, 2 + 2 = 4. You don't have to trust that 2 + 2 will be 4 when you're, you know, working with your checkbook or whatever. 2 + 2 = always 4. It's just a principle. We don't have to believe it. It just is. And so that's what we're talking about. That's the conviction we're talking about. Another thing Ernest Holmes says is that we need to have the faith of God. When I heard that many years ago, I thought that's a strange statement, the faith of God. And again, if we're thinking of faith as trust, well, like, why would God need to trust? You know, or if we think of faith as being belief or believing, why does God have to believe anything? God already knows everything. And so that sounded strange to me, the faith of God. But there's that conviction, that absolute knowing that God is all there is. I use this affirmation every day. I have the faith of God, God knowing itself as me, so that it's something within me that's even stronger and deeper and more sure. It's the faith of God knowing itself as me. I have the faith of God. I heard a minister recently say, God doesn't think of us what we think God thinks of us. I found that a really interesting statement. God doesn't think of us what we think God thinks of us. Now, God doesn't think of us what we think of ourselves sometimes when we feel that we didn't do what we should have done. We did what we shouldn't have done. We fell short. We should have known better, et cetera, et cetera. We may not think, oh, I don't think God judges me. But the feeling when we felt that way, we feel that we didn't measure up in some way. I should have known better. I should have done better. I shouldn't have done that. The feeling might be that God doesn't think so much of us at that moment. But God doesn't think of us that way. The very beginning of the Christian Bible in Genesis, it says, God looked upon all that he made and saw that it was good and very good. And so I like to think of it as God looks upon everything, sees all that is created, and sees that it's good. God loves all of creation because all of creation is simply God expressing itself. It's the manifestation of God. It's the emanation of God. It's the reflection of God. And God loves that. God loves all of creation because it's expressing itself. And we all do that. If you've ever created something, whatever that is, a project, if you created a delicious meal, planted a beautiful garden, you love that. You love that because it expresses you. It expresses who you are and what you love. And so you love it. Now, you probably know that the opposite of love isn't hate. It's fear. The opposite of love isn't hate. It's fear. Hate is a result of fear. Wherever we see hate or violence, we need to realize that underneath it is fear. Fear that they, whoever they is, are going to take something away from us, something that we have or something that we need. Somehow it's going to be taken from us. In our own country right now, we have sides. We have the liberals, we have the conservatives, and both sides are afraid that the other side is going to take over, take away our freedoms or our liberties or our, what we believe to be the way things are. Each side has that. And of course, in Russia, Putin is actually afraid that democracy will prevent him from taking over the world, which is probably his goal, is to just rule the world. And democracy is a threat to that. So he's in fear. So the opposite of love isn't hate, it's fear. And the opposite of fear is love. The antidote to fear is love. Back to that quotation, perfect love casts out all fear. But who of us has perfect love? I don't. I doubt that you do. Loving all the time, everyone, unconditionally. But God is perfect love. God is perfect love. God is perfect love. But where does that leave us if we don't have it? What do we do? How can we cast out fear if we don't have perfect love? Well, here's another affirmation that I use every day. God's love in me casts out all fear, all belief in fear, all need for fear, all reason for fear, all forms of fear, such as anxiety, insecurity, worry, such as meanness, criticism, judgment, accusation, blame, such as resentment, resistance, rejection, arrogance, or shame. God's perfect love in me casts out all that is unlike itself, leaving only love. I allow love to do that. I allow that love that's greater than I am, and yet it is who I am. It is what I am. I let love have its way with me. I let love do this. I might not be able to forgive at this time. I may not be able to let go of this. I may not be able to keep from judging or criticizing, but love can. That love that is greater than I am, yet it is within me, that can do it. I let love have its way with me. So take a minute now to look at what might be your fear. What is your fear about? Is it about an event that's happening or might happen? Is it about the events that are happening right now? Look at the situation in Ukraine. That can bring about a lot of fear. How far will this go? How will it affect all of us? Is your fear related to your health? Fear of becoming ill? COVID, you know, still hanging around after 2 years. Fear of cancer is still a great fear for many, a great situation that is feared that will happen. Or even if you're getting older, fearing declining mentally, having your memory not be as sharp as it used to be. Your fear could be around money, losing it, not having enough. The economy right now is so volatile that can stir up some fear. Fear could be about a relationship, about being rejected, about being abandoned, just being alone, or maybe something else. Take a minute, just take a minute to think about what is my fear about? Or fears, you may have several. What are they about? What is it about? So earlier we said that fear is faith, and it's a strong conviction. Fear is a strong conviction. Do you ever think, I'm so afraid that such and such will happen? You can think about it. I'm so afraid that that will happen. And then it happens. And what do we say? I knew that was going to happen. There's the strong conviction, that fear. We have another quote that's going to be another slide. And this one's from Titus Livius. Titus Livius was a Roman historian. He lived from 50 BC to 17 of Common Era. And he said, fear is always ready to see things worse than they are. Okay, it's like the what-if syndrome. All right, well, things are okay right now, but just looks like we're having some technical stuff again. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, the only thing to fear is fear itself. I don't think he meant that he's suggesting that we be afraid of fear. I think what he meant was that the greatest enemy is entering an enemy. Science of Mind teaches that fear is in two powers. That there's only one power, and that it's God, and it's good, it's benign. There's only one power. That's our whole teaching. Most religions believe or teach that God is. Well, if you understand what infinite means, there's boundaries anywhere. It's just all pervading. Then how could there be two infinites? There can't.
All right, Jackie's back. Keep going with the talk a little bit. I know it's disruptive.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I have a feeling it's on my end. And I'll blame my niece because I'm in her office. I won't blame anybody. Where was I? That God is omnipresent. Obviously, God's right here. God is right here right now. God is life. God's not a life. God is life itself. That means everything that lives is God. But you might be thinking, what about free will? You know, not everybody believes, not everybody cares. Not everybody acts out of love. But we have to know that no person, no condition, no situation has the power to overcome the one power. That's our teaching. There's only one power, not just our teaching, by the way. There's only one power. Here's another affirmation that I use every day with regard to our own country and our own government. There's only one government, one power, one authority, one law governing all. In truth, justice, right action, and love. Because it's one, it can't be overturned, overthrown, usurped, destroyed, replaced, or corrupted. Because it's one, it can't work against itself. Therefore, it can bring about only good, the greatest possible good for all concerned. And it's doing that right now, despite any appearance to the contrary, despite any misuse or misunderstanding of this power. I say that every single day for our country and for our government. We have another quote, which is from Marie Curie. That's going to be another slide, I think. Yes. Nothing in life should be feared, only understood. Now is the time to understand more, to fear less. So what do we need to understand more in order to no longer fear? What do we need to understand? What we've been talking about, that there's only one power. Whatever the problem, whatever the situation, it isn't greater than God. God is the source. God is the power. The situation, the condition, the person does not have more power than God. And even if it's causing harm, the situation or the person, even if it's causing harm, the power of God can bring good out of it. Remember the acronym, false evidence appearing real? The evidence says that the problem, the situation or the person, that they have power. They don't. There's only one power, and it's God. I'd love to go back to the situation where Jesus is brought before Pilate, and Pilate's asking him questions like, you know, are you really the king of the Jews, etc. And Jesus doesn't say anything. So Pilate finally says, why don't you answer me? Don't you know I have the power to take your life away from you or to give it back? And Jesus says, the only power you have is that which is given you from above. Meaning that there's the only power, the only real power is the power of God. And God never takes, never harms or hurts or takes away anything. And then there's one of my favorite parts, those of you who have heard me before know that one of my favorite parts of The Wizard of Oz is where the Wicked Witch has come upon Munchkinland, and she's threatening Dorothy, and she's threatening all them, and everybody's afraid. And Glinda, the Good Witch, just says, "Very, go away. You have no power here." To me, one of the most important words in that her statement, "Go away. You have no power here," is the word "here." I believe that Munchkinland is a symbol for innocence and happiness and joy and beauty. All the little Munchkins dancing and singing, and all the beautiful flowers, and everybody's happy. In that consciousness, in that environment of the consciousness of innocence and goodness and purity, evil has no power. Go away. You have no power. One more quote. This is from Ernest Holmes again. And he said, "We wish a faith based on the knowledge that there is nothing to fear." That's our aim. We want to go for that knowledge. Notice he says knowledge, not trust, not belief. We want a faith based on the knowledge that there's nothing to fear. We want that conviction and that certainty. So I have a suggestion. If you're faced with something that's causing you to fear, maybe you want to say, TGIF, thank God it's false. Thank God it has no power, no real power. The only power is that power of goodness. And finally, that statement we've all heard many times, the truth will make you free. But the first part of that statement is, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. We want to come to that absolute certainty that there is only one power, and that is the truth, and it is always governing everything. I'll do a very short treatment because I know we're running late on time. If anybody thinks I shouldn't do that, let me know now. Maybe Vance or somebody. Okay, just close your eyes for a moment and get relaxed. I'll get relaxed after all this interruption. And bring to mind, in that calmness that your breath can bring to you, bring to mind either a situation that has occurred or one that you're afraid will occur, that brings up fear in you. Can you say, thank God it's false, because there's only one power? There's only one power governing my life, and it is God, and it is good. And whatever happens, no matter how frightening or threatening the situation or the person or the condition is, this infinite, almighty, loving power can bring good out of it. And so I surrender myself. I give myself over to that beautiful power that knows how to bring good always for me. And I let love do that. I let love have its way with me. I'm grateful for all this. I know that the truth has the power to demonstrate itself, and so I let it do that right now. And so it is.
I'm going to just go ahead and do some announcements. One thing we've got coming up is our annual meeting, which is going to be on March 13th. So put that on your calendars to take a look for that. It's in the newsletter, so everybody that's getting the newsletter, I don't know, we always don't read that, but we're announcing it so that everybody knows that our annual meeting will be on Zoom channel, the same channel that we get on for Sundays after the service. And so we got that coming up. And yeah, info at cslmidtown.org is the email address if you've got any questions for anything. I think we could do the affirmation of prosperity while we're seeing if we can get Reverend Jackie back. And this is a great opportunity. We don't normally have technical challenges. We're pretty good about that, but you can't ever tell with the weather and where people are located what happens with that. So Diego, if you want to throw up the affirmation of prosperity, there we go. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. So the donate link is there. QR code, right? Yeah. Scan me or cslmidtown.org/donate, and that will take you right to the link to either set up a one-time donation or an ongoing donation if you want to support the center that way. I know that's how I'm set up. So we're seeing if we get Reverend Jackie back, and Diego, let me know that. But so we are waiting on her, and yeah, it's a challenge with technical things. Diego, do you want to play the announcements video, and then we'll see if we get Jackie back?